新世纪研究生公共英语教材《听说》第二版，上，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语电子出版社录制出版，第五和。
Listening and Speaking, Second Edition. Lesson 11, Customs. Part A, Getting Started. Short Conversations. Listen to the tape carefully and choose the right answer to each question you have heard. 1. Hello, this is Dr. Morita from the Emergency Department. I have a 70-year-old patient with a fractured ankle.
Okay, send him to Ward 3.
Question. What are they talking about on the phone?
2. John told me you had bought a second-hand car. Do you know how much he paid for it?
Well, he said he had paid $800 for it. I think he got a real bargain.
Question. What does the man think of the price of the car?
3. I read in the newspaper that the novel you are reading is excellent.
I've also read some negative reviews.
Question. What can be learned from the conversation?
4. I just made a jar of jam this morning, and now I can't find it anywhere. Do you know what happened to it?
Did you hear a crash? That was it. I'm just as clumsy as ever.
Question. What is the problem? 5. I'm very impressed by all the work you've done in your house, Mr. Miller. How long have you been working on it?
I first became interested in doing things myself several years ago. I have been doing something on it every now and then for almost a year now. You know, I couldn't afford to pay workmen to do it.
Question. What do we learn about Mr. Miller? 6. Professor Burns seems to think there's only one way to write a paper, and that's her way.
No kidding. She sure wasn't like that last semester.
Question. What can be inferred about Professor Burns? 7. Would you like to see these pants in another color?
Actually, the gray is fine, but I prefer something in wool.
Question. What will the man probably do next?
8. Doctor, this cough medicine doesn't seem to be helping. Can you give me a different prescription?
Let's give it another day or two and see how you are doing then.
Question. What does the doctor imply? 9. I'm thinking about dropping my swimming class. I'm just not catching on.
Stick with it. I did, and I learned how to swim eventually.
Question. What can be inferred about the woman? 10. I can't for the life of me get that washing machine downstairs to work. Do you have any suggestion?
Try washing just half of the normal load.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
11. Shall we run around the park or go for a bike ride?
It makes no difference to me. They are both good exercises.
Question. What does the man say about the activities?
12. The Variety Theatre finally went out of business.
Well, that's no surprise. It was the worst one in town.
Question. What does the woman mean?
13. It's a shame you didn't win your tennis match.
I might have won if I'd listened to my coach.
Question. Why didn't the man win the match?
14. I ran out of coins while doing my laundry.
That's too bad.
Question, what is the man's problem? 15. Your apartment always looks so good, so spotless. Mine's such a mess.
I've been at the lab all week. It's my roommate's doing.
Question, what does the woman imply? Part B, intensive listening. Customs. Passage 1, marriage customs. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard.
Despite the recent growth in the number of divorces, we in the West still tend to regard courtship and marriage as a romantic business. Boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, boy asks girl to marry him, girl accepts. Wedding, flowers, big celebration. But in other parts of the world, things work differently. In India, for instance, arranged marriage is still very common. An intermediary, usually a married lady, learns that a young man wishes to get married, and she undertakes to find him a suitable bride. The young couple meet for the first time on the day of the wedding. In Japan, too, arranged marriages still take place, but their things are organized in a different way. A girl wishes to find a husband, and the girl's mother, or aunt perhaps, approaches the mother of a suitable young man, and the young couple are introduced. They get a chance to have a look at one another, and if one of them says, "Oh no, I can never marry him or her," they call the whole thing off. But if they like one another, then the wedding goes ahead. In parts of Africa, a man is allowed to have several wives. Now that sounds fine from the man's point of view, but in fact, the man is taking on great responsibility. When he takes a new wife and buys her a nice present, he has to buy all his other wives' presents of equal value. And although we are obviously speaking of a male-dominated society, the wives often become very close, and so, if there is a disagreement in the family, the husband has 3 or 4 wives to argue with, instead of just one. It is true that American women have sometimes found it exceedingly difficult to assume the role of the wife of an African living in Africa. However, various forms of arranged marriage have just as much chance of bringing happiness to the husband and wife as our Western system of choosing marriage partners. 1. What is implied in the passage?
2. Who would be the intermediary of a young couple in India?
3. In what way is the marriage custom of Japan similar to that of India?
4. Which of the following is true according to the passage?
5. What is not mentioned in the passage?
Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and give a short answer to each of the following questions. Passage 2. Christmas in America. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard. Christmas in America is a time of spreading good cheer. People give cards and gifts to each other. Families enjoy special visits and meals together. The smell of candy and spices fills the air. Christmas laughter warms the hearts of young and old alike. Christmas trees, colorful decorations, and brightly wrapped gifts bring an old song to mind. It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It all began about 2,000 years ago. An angel appeared to a Jewish girl named Mary and gave her good news. You will have a son. His name will be Jesus, the Savior. When the baby was almost due, Mary and her fiancé Joseph went to their hometown Bethlehem for a census. The only place they could find to stay at was an animal stable. There the special baby was born. Angels announced the joyful news to some shepherds. They left their sheep and hurried to see the baby. Sometime later, wise men from the east saw an unusual star. They knew someone great had been born. The star led them to Bethlehem. When they found the child Jesus, they offered him gifts for a king. The celebration of this special birth came to be called Christmas. Through the ages, people developed many Christmas traditions. The custom of decorating Christmas trees began centuries ago. People in many ancient cultures decorated homes with trees in winter. In the Middle Ages, Christians in Europe added lights and religious symbols to evergreens to make Christmas trees. Santa Claus has become one of the most famous Christmas figures, particularly in America. His legend started with a kind bishop named St. Nicholas, who lived around 300 AD and was known for his generosity. The practice of giving Christmas gifts comes from the gifts offered to the child Jesus by the wise men from the east. The star on the top of the Christmas tree symbolizes the star that led the wise men to Jesus. Most Americans feel that Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. It's a time of excitement, a time of joy, a time to show love in special ways. Best of all, Christmas is not just for Americans. Christmas is for everybody in the world. Christmas is the celebration of the God's gift to the world, Jesus.
1. Who gave Jesus presents after his birth?
2. How did the wise men find the child Jesus?
3. Which of the following is not mentioned in the passage?
4. When did the legend of Santa Claus start?
5. Which is not true according to the passage?
Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and write T, true, or F, false for each statement you have heard.
1. Christmas in America is a time of spreading good cheer.
2. Jesus was born in Mary's home.
3. In the wise men's opinion, the appearance of an unusual star symbolized the birth of someone great.
4. Christmas traditions have developed gradually through the ages.
5. The custom of decorating Christmas trees began in the Middle Ages.
Passage 3. Western table manners. Exercises. Listen to the passage twice and summarize the table manners in Western culture with the words and phrases given.
People who go to a formal Western dinner party for the first time may be surprised by table manners in Western culture. Knowing them will tell you how to behave at table and help you make a good impression. Beside your napkin, you will find a small plate for a bread roll and 3 glasses, one for white wine, one for red one, and one for water. There are 2 knives and forks on the table. Forks on the left and knives on the right of the plate. When you see 2 spoons, the big one is for the soup and the small one for the dessert. The knife and fork that are closest to your plate are a little bit bigger than the ones beside them. When you sit down at the table, you can take your napkin, unfold it, and put it on your lap. Dinner starts with a small dish, which is often called a starter. Some people pray before they start eating, and other people may keep silent for a moment. Then you can say bon appétit to each other, and everybody starts eating. For the starter, you will get a bowl of soup, but only 1 bowl of soup, and never ask for a second serving. The next dish is the main course. Some people use their fingers when they are eating chicken or other birds, but never touch beef or other meat on bones. It is polite to finish eating everything on your plate, so don't take more food than you need. At the table, you should try to speak quietly and smile a lot, but do not laugh all the time. Table manners follow the fashion of the day and are only important at formal dinner parties. If you are not sure about what to do, you can always follow your hosts. You don't need to worry about all these rules while having dinner with your friends.
Part D, Extensive Listening, New York Senate Race Speech. In this part, you are going to hear a longer passage. The passage is printed below with some words and expressions missing. As you listen, fill in each of the blanks with the words and expressions you have heard.
You know, we started this great effort on a sunny July morning in Pinder's Corner on Pat and Liz Moynihan's beautiful farm. And 62 counties, 16 months, 3 debates, 2 opponents, and 6 black pantsuits later, because of you, here we are. You came out and said that issues and ideals matter. Jobs matter, downstate and upstate. Health care matters, education matters, the environment matters, Social Security matters, a woman's right to choose matters. It all matters, and I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you, New York. Thank you for opening up your minds and your hearts, for seeing the possibility of what we could do together for our children and for our future here in this state and in our nation. I am profoundly grateful to all of you for giving me the chance to serve you. I will do everything I can to be worthy of your faith and trust and to honor the powerful example of Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. I would like all of you and the countless New Yorkers and Americans watching to join me in honoring him for his incredible half-century of service to New York and our nation. Senator Moynihan, on behalf of New York and America, thank you. I promise you tonight that I will reach across party lines to bring progress for all of New York's families. Today we voted as Democrats and Republicans. Tomorrow we begin again as New Yorkers. And how fortunate we are indeed to live in the most diverse, dynamic, and beautiful state in the entire Union. You know, from the South Bronx to the Southern Tier, from Brooklyn to Buffalo, from Montauk to Messina, from the world's tallest skyscrapers to breathtaking mountain ranges, I've met people whose faces and stories I will never forget. Thousands of New Yorkers from all 62 counties welcomed me into your schools, your local diners, your factory floors, your living rooms, and front porches. You taught me, you tested me, and you shared with me your challenges and concerns about overcrowded or crumbling schools, about the struggle to care for growing children and aging parents, about the continuing challenge of providing equal opportunity for all, and about children moving away from their hometowns because good jobs are so hard to find in upstate New York. Now, I've worked on issues like these for a long time, some of them for 30 years, and I am determined to make a difference for all of you. You see, I believe our nation owes every responsible citizen and every responsible family the tools that they need to make the most of their own lives. That's the basic bargain I'll do my best to honor in the United States Senate. And to those of you who did not support me, I want you to know that I will work in the Senate for you and for all New Yorkers. And to those of you who worked so hard and never lost faith, even in the toughest times, I offer you my undying gratitude.
Part E, Listening for Pleasure, Pop Songs, From the Bottom of My Broken Heart. Lesson 12. Sports. Part A. Getting started. Short conversations. Listen to the tape carefully and choose the right answer to each question you have heard.
1. You look different today, but I can't quite put my finger on what it is.
I finally got around to trying that new salon at the mall.
Question. What can be inferred about the man?
2. I've just found out I can't renew my lease for the next school year.
Well, don't worry. There should be plenty of apartments free after graduation.
Question. Why does the woman suggest the man should not worry? 3. What do you think of the assignment we just got in Dr. Bennett's class?
A 25-page paper in 2 weeks? There goes my social life.
Question. What does the woman imply?
4. I'm sure glad it's almost quitting time.
Me too. I've been watching the clock all afternoon.
Question. What can be inferred about the man?
5. It's really cold outside. You should wear a scarf to keep your neck warm.
That's a good idea. If only I had one with me.
Question. Which of the following is true about the woman? 6. Sally says we should meet her in the park at noon.
I thought we were meeting at the library.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
7. Dick, please don't tie up the phone. I need to make a call.
I'll be off in a minute.
Question. What will the man do? 8. Do you know if George is coming to the meeting?
Oh, no. I was supposed to tell you that he is sick and can't come.
Question. What does the man mean?
9. Could I talk to you for a minute about the discrepancy I found in this graph?
I'm kind of in the middle of things right now.
Question. What do you know about the woman? 10. I'd like to try to sell some of my textbooks used last semester.
You and a few hundred other people.
Question. What is a proper interpretation of the woman's words?
11. I'm amazed that you still haven't gotten to know your neighbors.
They tend to keep to themselves.
Question. What do you learn about the man's neighbors? 12. You don't believe in diets, do you?
There is nothing wrong with them per se, but they have to be combined with exercise to do any good.
Question. What does the man think of diets?
13. Pete had hoped to have his apartment painted by this time.
But he hasn't even started, has he?
Question. What does the woman imply about Pete?
14. I wonder what this new flavor of ice cream tastes like.
I tried it last week. If I were you, I would stick to an old standby.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? 15. I'm sort of upset with my brother. He hasn't answered either of my letters.
Well, just remember how hectic your freshman year was. Give him a chance to get settled.
Question. Why hasn't the woman received her brother's letters according to the man?